First of all, Angela, can I begin by asking you what first inspired you to begin writing Wendy on Wheels?
Well, I was having a con I had a conversation with my sister a few months ago, and you know, she was talking about how, you know, she's my sister Amanda has spina bifida, and she's in a wheelchair. She's 25 years old now. But I was talking with her, and she was telling me that, you know, a lot of the people she knows that are in wheelchairs that have, you know, whatever disability it is, but, you know, if they're in a wheelchair, that they feel like there's not a lot that they can do. You know, and they just get frustrated. They feel like they can't get a job, that no one will hire them. You know, they're just very, seems kind of like they're just very low, they have very low self-esteem, and they just have very low expectations.
Why do you think this type of literature is important for both disabled and non-disabled children?
Well, I think it's important for, you know, for children, but I mean, for the disabled children, I really wanted to kind of give them their own character and kind of give them a hero, somebody that they can relate to, and that, you know, if they see Wendy having a good time, you know, going to the beach, you know, with her mom and dad, and she's just having a blast. I just feel that the images are going to be very powerful, and it's going to help, you know, they'll see those images, and then they'll feel, you know, like, okay, maybe I can do a lot more than I think I can do, or, you know, and as far as for the kids without disabilities, I wanted them to see that as well, and to see, okay, you know, the kids that are in wheelchairs are just like regular children. They're just like me.
Are any more books planned in this series? Obviously, there's at least one more planned.
At least one more, yes. I got my illustrator on board for the second book. I'm very excited. We've been working on that, and I sat down with her, and we went over book two. It's already written. I'm just waiting on her to send me all the illustrations and get started on that. We'll probably have that out in a few months.
What do you hope can be achieved by these books, both for disabled children and non-disabled children?
I hope to motivate a lot of children. I hope for them to see Wendy as sort of a role model, and just to realize that they too can have fun and live their lives regardless of circumstances.